Branding for Entertainers, episode number 6. Hey, this is me, Billy Diamond, and I'd like to encourage you to be who you're meant to be and who you really are. I want you to be the best representation of you, make no apologies for who you are, and absolutely march to the beat of your own drum. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about on this episode of Branding for Entertainers.
You're listening to the Branding for Entertainers podcast, where we talk about your visual, verbal, and virtual brand and why it matters.
This podcast helps entertainers grow and become someone that your clients and audience remember long after your gig is over.
And now, here's your host,
Billy Diamond.
Hello, as they said, my name is Billy Diamond. I'm joined by my co-host once again, and that is Ryan Diamond. Hey, say hello.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
So, anyhow, hey, today's topic, we're going to talk about something that it can be a little deep, a little sensitive for people to even try to deal with. One of the things that I realized throughout my career, and I'm not afraid to say it anymore, I used to be, but... And I think it's more acceptable these days, and it's kind of like a lot of other things that are acceptable, and that's, I suffer from bipolar disorder and anxiety, and as my son as well, you've kind of been through some of that with me.
Yep.
And through that process, and actually you and Chloe have been some of my best medicine along the way too. But one of the things that I realize, Ryan, is that I'm not the only one out there as an entertainer or people in the spotlight. There are a lot of people in the arts that struggle with depression, bipolar, anxiety, all these different things. And it seems to be kind of from the artsy side. A lot of people that have creative arts and backgrounds do suffer from this. Not everyone, but I know there's just thousands and thousands of people out there in the entertainment realm that suffer from this. So today's topic's a little sensitive. I don't dive deep into my own suicidality and where I came from and where I'm at now, and thank God I'm so much further ahead than what I used to be in my life, but it is something that I repeatedly talk about, and that is before you can be a great entertainer or in the spotlight, you have to know who you are as a person first and foremost. And, so I know they can't see you nodding your head, but you're kind of nodding your head with me the whole time that I'm saying this. So these are the things that I'm going to talk about in this podcast today, and it's actually from an article I wrote a couple years ago based upon one of my favorite movies in the past couple years. And tell everyone what that favorite movie is that I have.
The Greatest Showman with Hugh Jackman.
The Greatest Showman. What a great, great movie. It talks about, it's loosely based on...
Barnum and Bailey.
Barnum, not Bailey, but Barnum.
Barnum, right? Barnum.
It's basically very loosely based upon his story. And I say loosely, but it's a really, really good plot, isn't it? It talks about how these people from different backgrounds, whether it's the bearded lady or the circus sideshow people, and if you're a sideshow person, I'm going to guess you'd like this, but... it really taps into just being who you are as a person. And that's what we're going to talk about in this podcast as well. But before we go into that, just, let's expand a little bit because I'm not letting you talk. I'm kind of taking all the mic here. And just tell me your thoughts without going on a big bunny trail, because I know you're like a movie guy and you love movies.
That is true.
And you'll go crazy. We'll be off on a big tangent, and it doesn't take me long to get on a bunny trail. So just talk
about... I always know who I get it from.
Yeah. So talk about your experience a little bit with the movie The Greatest Showman, or if you had to sum it up really quickly, what was the takeaway of that whole movie?
A couple takeaways. One of them was, oh my god, like, who knew, Hugh Jackman, Wolverine guys, he could actually, like, be in a musical like Greatest Showman, like, holy cow. But aside of that, what I loved was the fact that it was about focus on your strengths, not your weaknesses, and that's key to success, and how it's about, being able to accept people for who they are, and just so many deep stuff with it, and I love how it was, the choreography of it, and I love the cinematography of it all, and it was really good.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I think it probably has mixed reviews depending on who you talk to and who the audience is, but Yeah, I mean, it's kind of cool that your perception is that, because mine is pretty much the same perception, and that is the takeaway is this, of just be who you are. And I evangelize that all over the place with my clients and anybody really that I talk to, and that is focus on your strengths, not your weaknesses. Be who you are. So, you know, as I dive into this, and I, let me reiterate, this is an article, or from an article, actually, that I wrote right after the release of that movie. I came home and just started, my pen started flowing, and I was like, I've got to get this out to people. And so we're revisiting this, and we're revisiting it because so many people need to download this actual article, this PDF that I'll put in the show notes at the end, but you can go to the show notes anytime, regardless of where you're listening to this podcast, and you'll be able to download that PDF along with a really quick one-page worksheet. You'll hear throughout the podcast of why that's so important. So we're going to talk about that, and I think a lot of people that come to this podcast expect more marketing tips, but I think these are more practical tips that people can actually relate to, because it's humanized. It's you, it's me, it's, you know, and not just about, you know, accepting people for who they are, but, you know, here again, I'm not afraid to say that I have bipolar disorder and I have anxiety, and I deal with that every day. And fortunately, you know, I've gotten to a point in my life where I've become very successful in dealing with that. I found the right tools in helping me cope. And the reason I say this might be a really rough topic for a lot of entertainers today that are going to listen to this, or people who are in the spotlight, or those that are up and coming, or maybe they're actually dealing with fame already, and they just kind of need to step back and realize that all that applause does not make them a person. Because that applause, let me tell you, I remember, you know, doing shows with 15,000 students, and I remember that applause. I mean, it was like, I mean, if you can imagine 15,000 people applauding for you, what that feels like, it's a real rush.
Yeah.
But you kind of thrive off of that like a drug. And today, it's so much different, because I feel like I found the real me and who I am as a person. And I want other people to experience that as well, as entertainers, because if you can actually do that and understand yourself first, it's amazing how that even plays into your brand, to be the person that you are, and you don't have to duplicate or try to replicate and be somebody else, or to be a fake person. Let's face it. I mean, there are a lot of fake celebrities out there.
There really are.
There's a lot of fake celebrities. Yeah. So I just feel like at the start of this, if you're in the beginning of your career, it's so important that you just identify who you are as a person. And then your on-stage character, say you're a live entertainer in the arts, whether that's juggling, magic, musician, whatever that is, or even behind this, or not behind the scenes, but even if you're an actor or an actress, if you have any type of entertainment experience, or you're in the spotlight in any form, it's real easy to lose sight of who you are. So that's why today's podcast is so important. And just as a reminder, that at the end of this, they're going to be able to go get this PDF file. But more importantly, I have another thing too, and that is my brand personality quiz. Do you remember when I was developing that brand personality quiz? So it basically tells people a little bit more about themselves. And, you know, let me ask you this. You did it on a different basis because you're not an entertainer, but did it help you as a person?
It honestly did. I learned a lot of things through it that I really didn't even expect to learn, and I definitely got the results that I was looking to get.
And it was pretty dead on, right?
It's very dead on.
And it's based upon psychology, and again, it's very deep, so it's a little bit different than a traditional thing of going through a marketing class or anything like that. It's a psychology-based quiz that can really help you, and I want to turn my listeners onto that as well, because it's totally free,
and it totally works. I'm living proof, guys. Seriously, I thought I knew a lot about myself before. I knew nothing about myself until I took this quiz.
Yeah, and just to on the onset here, just to tell people the reason that I do what I do is I've gone through so many heartaches and so many hang-ups in my life, here again, including to the point of suicide, which is a really, really bad spot to be in life. The reason I do what I do today is I really want to help people avoid those challenges as much as possible, and that's another reason for this podcast today is I want you to be you and understand that that's okay. You can be you. So why don't we do this? Let's get into this. What do you think?
Let's do it.
You don't have to be a rebel or a maverick. You just have to be the true you. Am I the only one in the entertainment business who thinks following the crowd is not only complacent, but it is quite boring? You see, I see so many of my friends fall into the very same trap and become a cookie-cutter image of everyone else or what they think they're supposed to be or do in this crazy industry we call entertainment. Honestly, it breaks my heart. It's super easy to do when you follow the crowd instead of forging your own path, and it's really hard to have that comfort zone, but you have to if you want to break away from the pack and be known for something and to be different than anybody else in your field. One of my favorite movies of all times is The Greatest Showman that just came out a couple years ago.
People come to my show for the pleasure of being hoodwinked. Just once I'd love to give them something real.
It resonates to my very soul, so much so that it sparked a fire in me to do this article. I want to share just a smidgen of what I teach clients all the time, and at its very core, it's what this film echoes. You might not be the greatest showman, literally, but let me propose this question to you. What makes you uniquely you? What makes you different than anybody else? And I don't mean your competition. I mean you personally. What is it? I want to encourage you, write it down. This is what is going to be your secret weapon to break free and to begin to fully live the dream that I know is inside of you. If you saw the movie, you'll understand it a little bit more. And I'm not saying you have to watch the movie, but let's get into it just a little bit more. Sadly, you see, when we first start to learn something new, hey, say, for instance, it's being a magician or a juggler or a ventriloquist or a musician, whatever that is, when we're trying to learn something new, here's what happens. We tend to emulate, or let's call it what it is, we tend to copy those we admire rather than finding our own way and our own voice. And it's so important that we learn this early on. You see, this is often naturally birthed out of our inexperience or our lack of confidence. So before we know it, what happens is we get stuck in a really bad habit, the dreaded syndrome of becoming just like everybody else. Let me just say, emulation isn't flattering, or copying isn't flattering. It's not flattering in life, on stage, or even in business, as much as you think it would be. You see, it doesn't make you unique, and it certainly doesn't make you different in which to stand out from the crowd. How do I know, you ask? Because in the first half of my career as a magician, I wasted so much time pretending to be someone I wasn't. The crazy part was that I didn't even know it at the time. I wasn't even being my true self. I fell into this category or thinking of following my idol was okay instead of following my heart and what was really within inside of me. In my branding lecture, I talk about how in the first 20 years of doing magic, I wanted to be David Copperfield so badly. The illusions, the romance, the stage, the lighting, everything. I wanted to be that. But I wanted to be him. It wasn't just about those elements. It was I wanted to be him. What I didn't realize at the time is that I was not tapping into my own creative potential, nor was I looking at myself as a person who is uniquely my own. With my very own personal strengths that I have, or with my own quirky personality, let's face it, I wasn't David Copperfield. And hey, I'm still not David Copperfield. So finally, after about 40 plus years of doing what I love, yes, yes, it's been that long already, and it's kind of crazy to think about and step back, because I now know that finding myself first and getting a handle on the real me was not only a pivot point for change, but it has indeed elevated my life and then my career. And I am just at a new plateau. And it's so awesome. And I want to save you some of that headache or heartache if you're early on in your entertainment career, whether that's an actor or whatever it is you're trying to accomplish in the entertainment industry. Let's face it. I wish I would have had somebody to guide me along the way, that I wouldn't have wasted those first 20 years of my life. So needless to say, the world already has a David Copperfield. There's no one like him. There's no one like me. And hey, there is certainly no one on this planet like you. Sure, you might do the same things, but you have your own unique gift. So I encourage you to dig deep if you must, but you will see. You'll see it within. Or maybe you already know this. Chances are you probably do. And you just need to break free, or you just need a little bit of encouragement. So what is stopping you? That's my question. What is stopping you? Hey, I just wanted to pause for one moment before we get into the second half of the podcast. And I want to remind you at the end of this podcast to please check out the show notes. I'm going to have some wonderful links in there for you. First of all, as I mentioned before, you'll be able to download the PDF for this particular article, as well as that one sheet that I spoke about for The Greatest You. That's going to help you a lot. Even more than that, I wanted to turn you on to my free brand personality quiz that will rate you. It'll give you a percentage of who you are as a person, first and foremost. And then I want you to be able to compare that to see if that really does line up with who you are on stage. Now, I do want to mention that if you have a character that you use on stage or a persona that you use all the time that is different than you, this is not the fit for that. What I'm talking about here with a brand personality quiz is actually taking you as the person, elevating it just a little bit more, because when you're on stage, you should just be a little bit of a more of a supersized you. And here again, unless you are using a character or a persona of some sort that is definitely uniquely different than who you are as a person. I hope that makes sense to you. But anyhow, what this brand personality quiz is going to do is it will show you the voice of your brand, the look and feel of what that might look like. And you can then compare that and see if where you're at now is really the direction that you are. So it'll take you a point where you can kind of step back, look at it, and evaluate. I want you to understand, when I say free and these free tools, they are absolutely that. There is no catch. There is nothing, no hidden message, nothing. I am really doing this all as a labor of love for you, my listening audience, and my viewing audience of Branding for Entertainers, so that you can hopefully avoid some of those pitfalls that I have faced over the years. I really wish I would have had these kind of tools available to me. I had all kinds of marketing materials, but never anything like this that really dug deep into me and into my personal life. So if that's what you're looking for, you are in the right spot, my friend. So let's do this. Let's get back into the second half of the podcast, and let's just do that. Let me talk with your kid self for a moment. You know, back when we were just little tykes. You see, all our lives, people would tell us, you can be anything that you want to be in life. Remember that? Then somehow, we grow up, and somewhere along the lines, our dreams are stomped on, or we're told, well, except for that. How is it that we can speak such life into a child, yet after they grow up, we say, that just isn't realistic, or
when are you going to get a real job,
or
you're not supposed to do it this way,
or even worse,
you can't be that way.
To that I say, well, bullshit. Your younger self is about to kick your own ass if you step back and look at it. Get back to that younger you and dust that old dream off, or decide to become what it is in your heart. I tear up as I do this article, because there was a time in my own life, if you listen to some of my earlier podcasts and interviews, you'd see there was a time that I really didn't even want to exist, and I thought suicide was my only way out. I'm so glad that that is so different today. I realize that many entertainers suffer from mental illness of some sort. I certainly did. But I'm also certainly an example that you can push through, you can get through it, and you can get over it. Now, I know there are thousands out there, just like me, who have been hurt, broken, or even have crushed dreams. I'm telling you, it's time to rise up. Stop going with the flow of what society or the entertainment says is right or acceptable. Sure, you have to find a happy medium. But I'm telling you, start now and start today. I am convinced that many people don't dive deeper into who they are as a real person. Perhaps it's a lack of experience, fear, or even a lack of confidence that keeps you frozen. Maybe it is the fact that if we dig too deep, we could scare ourselves or even have to face the reality of who we truly are. Besides, would the world really accept us, warts and all, if we thought, acted upon, or even looked different than the status quo? The answer is a big emphatic yes, and this is a great thing. Both your strengths and weaknesses can be used to leverage huge change for not only your personal life, but how you do business. When you know that and trust that, your world and career is going to change like you would not believe. You're going to be more confident and feel free and alive. You will start to become the best representation of yourself. You'll make no apologies for who you are, or what you stand for, or what you stand against. By marching to the beat of your own drum, you'll find your ideal audience, and quite possibly create a very niche market for yourself in that process. You'll also begin to lose your less than ideal friends, gain new ones, and clients. And trust me, that's a good thing. But be forewarned, this transition is scary as hell sometimes. Trust me, it was for me. And there's going to be some growing pains along the way. So I have to ask you, are you ready? It's time for a fresh start, friend. Spend less time marketing yourself and your service and more time developing you. You as the brand. If you want to add more value to what you do, you had better start with your genuine personality first and foremost. Guaranteed, bar none. You got this though. You just have to know or find that secret sauce that makes you, well, you. Let's do a little exercise together. I want you to take some time out of your hectic life and do something for yourself. And hey, even your career. Now it's a physical exercise, so here we go. When you have an opportunity, I want you to take out a piece of paper, grab a pen, and I want you to draw a line right down the middle of the paper. Now, on column one, the left-hand side, I want you to write down as many single words as you can to describe yourself and how you see yourself right now. In column two, the right side, you're going to collect some info from friends, strangers, your dog, or whoever you have to. You want them to describe you with one or two words. Now, here's a little hint for you. Strangers are great. Awkward? You bet. Not only is it totally awkward for them, but it's awkward for you. But here's the crazy part about this. I guarantee you this will work. They will base it upon your looks and the first perception of you. I want you to think about that for a minute, because that's your brand as well. That is how people perceive your brand. It's usually by visual look. Not always, but for the most part, it's by visual look. Now, as you do this, I'm going to tell you right now, you might even make some new friends and clients too along the way with getting out of your comfort zone just a little bit and out of that awkwardness. After you've collected this info, I want you to tape it to a mirror in your bedroom, bathroom, fridge, or somewhere you have to see this a lot. Okay, it's very important. I don't mean doing this on your phone. I mean actually physically taking a piece of paper and writing this out. There's something that connects when you do this on paper versus an electronic device. It's revolutionary if you stop and do it. So I want you to do this. And as you look at it, I want you to notice, do you see any pattern or similarity of what you're saying about yourself in comparison to what they're saying about you? Is it true? Is it a false perception? Now, be honest, though. It's okay. You're not being graded or judged here, okay? This is strictly for informational purposes only. And this is for you. Just be honest with yourself. Even if things that seem negative, don't worry about those. They can be a great possibility to be used for your advantage and as it relates to you and to you as a brand. So now what? You have this info and knowledge. What do you do with it? Knowing this is just the icing on the cake. There are several more steps in the process beyond this to refine or redefine you, but you've made a good step already, and that's a great thing. Just keep up the small steps or you'll fizzle out and be no further ahead next year. Finding you, finding your personality, your character, it is all a process and it takes time. Think of it in terms of going to the gym. If you never go, you're not going to be your personal best. Now, I, for example, I'm not a gym sort of guy, so that might be a bad analogy, but you get the idea that the more you go, the more repetition you do, the better shape that you get in. And this is the same thing with your brand. So I want you to understand that in time, you will be able to see some amazing results if you just begin to work on your brand little by little and work on the inner you, the true you. Now, the same holds true in presenting yourself to the world, so it's all about time. And I want to tell you that your time is now. So as I wrap up this podcast, I want to say, please contact me. I would love to hear about your perception of yourself, or maybe some of the struggles you have. I want to learn about you. Tell me the great things about you as well. I'll leave some show notes that you can take that brand personality quiz, as well as this particular PDF and the actual worksheet that I told you about with the columns. You can download that as well, all in one PDF. And I think that'll be a great thing to kind of guide you, shape you, get you on the right path. But listen, it goes a lot more than just beyond these PDFs and the work that you're putting into it. It does take that. It takes you putting the work into it. So nobody can wave a magic wand and make you an instant success or make you an instant entertainer or an instant brand. It's all about you. And that's why we're starting right here, because when you find the true you, you begin to realize that it is you that makes your dream become a reality. Again, my name's Billy Diamond. I hope you're enjoying these episodes and the podcast, as well as all this free material that I'm offering you. Again, my job is to help you move in the right directions with your brand and save you lots of time and possible heartache that I've endured over the years. So that's why I do what I do. I love you guys, and I hope you have a great day. Take care. Again, my name is Billy Diamond. Bye-bye.